KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 38 degrees in Atlantic, also some very light fog. We look for a light fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies and a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Health System Board of Trustees on February 17th voted to set a tax rate of $2.25 per $1,000 of taxable property valuation for the fiscal year 2022 county budget. The current rate is $2.30, and the previous year it was $2.50. CCHS Chief Financial Officer Abby Stengel says year after year, our board continues to decrease our tax rate as part of our commitment to the residents of Cass County. They are attentive to being good stewards of taxpayer funds. Seeing the health and future projections of our organization, they did what's right for us and our community by lowering the rate. Stengel says it's always a balance, and we appreciate their thoughtfulness and research into this matter every year. The Board of Trustees, she said, considers a number of metrics when setting the tax rate, including the continued downward trend in health care reimbursement, dedication to managing operating expenses, offering competitive costs, and employee engagement and retention. CCHS CEO Brett Altman praised the board for their decision, saying our goal is to provide a superior experience to our patients, families, and communities, and our vision is to be the best rural hospital in America. Part of that process and growth is being supportive of our community, because Altman says we wouldn't be here without the loyalty of our patients. This relationship is very reciprocal, he said. The more our community chooses to keep their health care local, the more we can invest in the future of health care in Cass County, and the more we can lower our tax asking each year. Celebrate Easter and spring with produce in the park's Spring Celebration Farmers Market. And here's a reminder, the Spring Celebration Market is being held the day before Easter, and they are currently accepting pre-orders. Spring Celebration Market is a pre-order, drive-through only pickup, and there will be no in-person shopping. Pre-orders are being accepted now through Thursday, April 1st, at 10 p.m. at www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com. Purchases may be picked up on Saturday, April 3rd at the Cass County Community Center between noon and 2 o'clock. The Spring Celebration Market offers fresh greens, local food meal kits, farm fresh eggs, spring-scented candles and soaps, and plants for summer gardens. That's in addition to a huge variety of sweet treats and desserts, from Take and Frost Easter-themed cookies to gourmet pies and pastel-colored angel food cake to Danish pastries and Kringle. The market is being held the day before Easter, so customers can pick up their treats for Easter baskets and local foods for Easter meals. Now, more information on vendors and products and to place pre-orders, you can go to that Produce in the Park website, again at produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com, or see their Facebook page. The Spring Celebration Market is sponsored by the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, First Whitney Bank and Trust, and Cass County Tourism, and supported by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Shenandoah police said one person was arrested Thursday morning following an incident in the 1000 block of 8th Avenue. Authorities say 47-year-old Victor Ingram of Shenandoah was arrested around 7:15 a.m. for fourth-degree criminal mischief and second-degree harassment. When officers arrived on the scene, they found Ingram near the door to a residence yelling. He was placed under arrest and transported to the Page County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. Glenwood police are reporting three arrests on Thursday. 29-year-old Hamila Havram of Council Bluffs was arrested for being a fugitive from justice, for which there is no bond, and possession of a controlled substance, as has a $1,000 cash or surety bond. 28-year-old Zachary Smith of Council Bluffs was arrested on two Pot County warrants for violation of probation, no bond, and voluntary absence for custody, $1,000 cash or surety bond. In addition, Smith faces a Mills County charge for possession of a controlled substance, which carries a $1,000 cash or surety bond. On Wednesday, 32-year-old Heather Beeman of Glenwood was arrested by Glenwood police for domestic abuse assault. She was being held without bond until seen by a magistrate. In other news, a San Francisco company is purchasing Pizza Hut restaurants in 24 Iowa locations. The Flynn Restaurant Group says the Iowa restaurants are part of the 937 Pizza Hut and 194 Wendy's locations throughout the U.S. It is buying from Kansas City-based NPC International. Now, Atlantic's Pizza Hut, which closed a few months back, was not included on the sale. Iowa restaurants include Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Waverly, Waukee, Dubuque, Charles City, Coralville, Iowa City, North Liberty, Cedar Rapids, Marion, Marshalltown, Altoona, Ankeny, Des Moines, Grimes, West Des Moines, Bettendorf, Davenport, Ames, Toledo, Norwalk, Fort Dodge, and Decorah. The company says it's the largest franchise operator in America. A second former officer at a Northwest Iowa agricultural cooperative has been sentenced to federal prison for a grain blending fraud scheme. Kenneth Earp was sentenced Wednesday to 3 months in prison after pleading guilty in November to one count of conspiracy to defraud the government. Prosecutors say Earp and another officer, Calvin Deal, ordered Farmers Cooperative Society workers to layer soybeans over lower-valued oats in bins and trucks while claiming the entire load was soybeans. Prosecutors say the scheme to overvalue the co-op's grain inventory was conducted to influence a lender's action on the loan. Deal was also sentenced to 3 months in prison in February on the same charge. That is our check of news this hour here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.